Now, I'm going to have a chat with Rachel Kelly in a moment. But first, the lady herself. Gabriel Ferré, isn't that wonderful? I have the reason for that in front of me. Rachel Kelly. Rachel, good morning.
Hi, Marty.
Welcome back to the Bazoom of Lyric FM.
Oh, thank you very
not
much.
Not at all. Listen, firstly, you've been in London, haven't you?
I have, for years. Yeah, years.
That was where you were, and we haven't had a chance, to ply your trade for a while, because
yes.
We know with coronavirus and everything else.
Right.
But I was reading about you, that you decided... when this hit,
yeah.
Because your diary started to disappear.
Yeah.
Which happens to everybody.
Yeah, so many cancellations. I was in Denmark singing the title role in The Handmaid's Tale. That got cancelled. Covent Garden, Cybele and Faust got cancelled. Like, a whole year got cancelled.
I know you felt that you were on your way at this stage. That
yeah.
This was... Suddenly you've gone to another level.
Yeah, I did. I felt like, oh, finally a breakthrough.
Absolutely. Yeah. And you were getting offered the roles.
Good roles.
And all that. And then all of a sudden, bang, it all stopped.
Yeah, with COVID.
Most of us would perhaps go, oh, well, look, that's it. And go home to me, mother. End of. Do you know what I mean? Oh, whatever. But you... You decided to grab it in a way that's very interesting. You decided to do something different completely.
Yeah, totally.
Well, tell us why you decided to do something completely different. Was it because you didn't see a future for the moment, or what was it?
I think for me, I've always had two sides to me, as most people do, and yeah. I absolutely love science, and I've always, you know, been keeping up with the latest science, you know, obviously reading popular science books, and medicine was something that was coming back to me over the years, but obviously I was tremendously lucky to always be working, and I thought, well, look, Rachel,
yeah.
You've been very lucky. A lot of people would love to be doing what you're doing, and certainly I loved to be doing what I was doing, but when everything was cancelled, I kind of lay in bed for a week, and I just, that phrase, you know, when life gives you lemons, make lemonade. I love that expression, and I repeated it to myself so many times.
Yeah.
And I got up at the end of it and I thought, you know what, Rachel? Why don't you just study for the GAMSAT? You've nothing to do for a few months. Why don't you just teach yourself the science, see how you go, see where the cards fall, and see how you feel? And that's what I did. I just threw it to the wind, threw it to fate, gave myself a good chance by teaching myself the science, and I got into UCD.
But you Were you doing it remotely initially?
Initially, yes, because yeah. I had some work with Covent Garden. I was singing Second Lady in Covent Garden, and then my course started as well. And then I had to negotiate a sort of interim period of doing medicine and also still remaining an opera singer. And then I had to make the painful choice actually to cancel some work that coincided with medicine as well, some lovely work. And I wasn't really quite ready to talk about why I was doing that, but I wasn't willing anymore to give up the medicine because it kind of saved me in COVID.
Yeah.
That whole new thing.
And the thing about medicine is you can do it into your dotage.
Correct.
Yeah. If it all works out.
Yeah. That'd be awesome.
You got to be practical. So what stage are you at now with the medicine? How long have you been involved with the studies?
Well, so it's a long time going because you have to study the GAMSAT and then you have to apply and all of that. So this
GAMSAT to me.
GAMSAT is an entrance exam to get into graduate entry medicine,
okay.
Which is an accelerated program to study medicine. Yeah, and I did well. And
because you're super clever.
No, I don't know if
yes,
I am.
I just like to work.
I like to. I love. Do you know what? I just like to have my mind busy because otherwise my mind makes up other nonsense.
And if you go for something, you really go for it.
Oh, I really go for it.
Because that's what
I don't do things by halves. That is true.
Evident by your career and how you worked out.
Marty.
But the point is, you see, the ability is one thing, but you also have to have the get up and go.
Yeah,
just you say, hang on a second. What can
I'm going to do it.
Yes, what am I going to do
give
there?
It, I'm going to give it a go, yeah. You know, and no regrets.
So now, medically, you have...
I have one year behind me, one further year of academics, and then I'm into placements already. So, yeah.
That'd be handy in the theatre if someone says, is there a doctor in the house? And you can stop singing.
Well.
Doctor. And get some patients in the theatre. Yeah. Just an idea. Anyway, listen, on Friday, you won't be doing anything medical on Friday.
No, no.
Because you're with the National Symphony Orchestra.
Yeah.
And I want to talk. Now, explain this. I don't know this work at all.
Yeah, Lurleen. That's correct. Lurleen by.
But it's Irish.
It's Irish by Wallace. It's basically The Little Mermaid, but, you know, a bel canto Irish. In the English language, but by an Irish composer. And it's beautiful. It's totally beautiful, you know.
And this hasn't been performed for quite a while.
Long time. It was debuted in the Theatre Royal in 1860. And I don't know if it's not been done since then, but I think certainly it's never been done in completion in Ireland. So that's what's really exciting.
It's amazing.
On Friday.
And Wallace came from Waterford.
Oh, yes. Yeah, he did. Yeah. I love Waterford. It's gorgeous.
Well, William Vincent Wallace. Let's have a little listen. This is music now. Yeah. This is a little bit of the overture.
Yeah.
Because I don't think most people know it at all.
No, I don't think so.
This will be a surprise. This is like being a Wexford Festival opera, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly.
What's on? I've no idea.
I have no idea.
said that, I don't know it at all. That's really, really nice.
It's really good. It is really good.
William Vincent Wallace. It's Lurline, spelt L-U-R-L-I-N-E. All right? That's the Victorian Opera Orchestra. And just to let you know that the event is at the with the National Symphony Orchestra this Friday at the National Concert Hall. And Rachel is with me, Rachel Kelly. Now, you have a full cast because it's a full concert performance.
It's a full concert performance, exactly.
And you, did you come across this before? Who, as a fellow said, who found this? Because I see you with Mr. John Wilson.
Mr. John Wilson, yeah. Maestro.
Conducting the great Maestro. John Wilson.
Oh, he's awesome. He's so great.
And he worked with the orchestra, as we know, here for some time. Where would this have come from? Who would have said, do you know what we haven't done? Have you any hand or active part in that? No.
I personally don't. This came from my mom, Una Hunt.
Yes.
She's the one who is always resurrecting these fantastic, unknown Irish operas, Irish pieces. That's her passion.
Yes, of course.
And we've talked about this for years and Lurline and, you know, obviously she's done a lot of different things, but she mentioned it to me years ago because I love Coloratura and Bel Canto. Yes. She was like, I think this piece could work for you one day, blah, blah, blah. But, you know, now it's actually coming to fruition. This is all my mom's idea.
You better knock about late on Thursday or you won't be able to hit
I'm going to be in so much trouble. I'm being very good, Marty, very good.
There you are, the quick high notes. Is it full of quick high notes?
Oh, my gosh, wait, too many.
Really?
Too many.
But that's Coloratura, that's what you do.
It is what I do.
Yeah, but too many.
No, I'm only kidding, I'm going to love it.
So wait now.
More, bring me more.
Does that mean, because Una's producing.
Yes, she's producing.
Does that mean that you have to spend time with her?
Yes.
Which is not a burden.
No.
She's your mother.
No.
But it's your mother.
It's tricky. It is tricky because obviously you want to do a good job anyway whenever you're, working. But obviously when it's family, it's another thing. And they know how good you can be and all that. But she's great. She really is great.
And she also knows where you've been and how come you haven't got this sorted out. Because you think, well, hang on a second.
Yeah.
I can do that tomorrow. No, you can't.
No, you can't.
Because I'm your mother. I know stuff. There's no hiding place for you. And the National Symphony Orchestra, that's going to be something.
Yeah. Oh, it's going to be great. It's going to be great.
We saw them last Friday and they were just unbelievable.
Oh, they're unreal.
This is the gala for Ukraine, which was just astonishing.
Oh, fabulous.
But to hear that orchestra, and of course, as I always say, there's so many of them.
Yeah.
Do you know, it's an enormous pack of people. It really is. So that's going to be very exciting as well.
That's going to be wonderful.
Learning this because you don't know it, and most people don't know learning, you've no one to kind of... Maybe that's not a bad thing. You have no one to as a kind of a touchstone.
As a comparison.
Someone else has done it.
I love that. I absolutely love that. For me, yes, because you can really put your stamp on it without ruffling feathers in the audience. Because always, with Nozze di Figaro or whatever, Marriage of Figaro,
people know it
and people have a very strong idea, even down to things like stuff you can't control, like the color of your voice. Well, I liked it better when Frederica von Stade did it this way, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, yeah.
It's awesome because you can really be an artist and just say, well, what way would I like to do this? And also with John's help, of course, John Wilson.
Of course.
And we find it.
Yeah. But I just find it fascinating, the fact that people will not be able to compare it to anything else because they don't know. It's very exciting. People used to talk to me about Wexford, and we've been going to Wexford for a long, long time.
Oh, Wexford's great.
And we love it down there.
Yeah.
And I quite like the fact that there are people who know opera and people who like opera, people who don't know a lot about opera, blah, blah, blah. Everyone's together in the same room.
I know.
Watching something that most people have never heard in their lives.
I know.
I think that's very exciting.
No, I do too.
If you like music, if you love music, I think that's a wonderful thing.
I know. Exactly.
And that's what people can do on Friday. By the way.
Yeah.
It's a 7 o'clock start.
Correct.
Now, that's very early.
It's slightly long. The opera is long. It is long. It's a three-act opera.
Yeah.
Not too long. It's all fab, but...
my worry about that is people are booking their tea in the Conrad Hotel for 6:30.
You're dead right.
Do you know what I mean?
And 7 o'clock start.
They're going, you have to go now. So it's a 7 o'clock.
That's a good point.
Now, there's another bit. This is a little bit... Now, the person singing this, this is just, to give everyone a flavour of Lurline at the NCH on Friday. Sally Silver?
Sally Silver, lovely.
Talk to me about Sally Silver.
Well, She was a wonderful soprano.
Yes.
But unfortunately, she died a few years ago, very young. So that's a real tragedy. But it's lovely to be able to hear her voice.
So this is not to be compared with Rachel Kelly.
No,
do not even touch this. Sally Silver there singing from Lurleen. I've just been told some of the story, which is terrific. It's totally believable, I know it. So right now, Lurleen is a mermaid.
She's a mermaid.
She comes to the surface.
Yes.
And she meets the Kent.
She meets the Kent. That's
fishing
correct.
Or passing by. Or
yeah,
something.
he's just having a wander.
And what happens?
So she basically, he's fallen on kind of bad times financially.
Right. Yes.
And she gives him lots of treasures from the sea, including a special ring that helps him breathe underwater, and they have nice fun times underwater together.
Oh, that's lovely.
But then, yeah, it is lovely. But then he...
But it's an opera. It can't go well.
No. And an ex-girlfriend of his finds out that he's accrued all this money and is suddenly very interested again.
He becomes attractive again.
He becomes attractive again.
Yes.
The size of his wallet has grown.
And
she doesn't have a ring. She throws the ring. She grabs it off him and throws it into the water.
She does not.
She does. She does.
That's a disgrace.
That is a disgrace.
So
it's very.
We don't want to spoil it for anyone.
No, no. But we'll leave the rest.
But the ring is okay because he can't go back to the sea if he doesn't have the ring.
Exactly, and then he can't see Lurleen.
I see where she's at.
Yeah.
She's clever.
She's clever.
In fairness.
She is. No, yeah.
Amongst the other people that you're working with on stage, tell us who some of them are.
So there's the lovely Ashley Riches, who's singing Reinberg, who is the king of the sea, my father, in the show. And I know Ashley a long time. He was a Jet Parker young artist in Covent Garden as well.
Right. Yeah.
And
because that's where you were.
That's where I was.
Yes,
exactly.
Yes.
We were one of those. And also Luis Gomsch was... the guy singing the tenor part, who's won many prizes in Operalia. Come see him. He is an amazing tenor. But as is Ashley Rich, is an amazing bass baritone. He's having a wonderful career. So it's a great cast. really, really great.
And like I said, John Wilson leading.
And
the
John
fray,
Wilson as quite, the maestro. It's great.
Quite something.
Yeah.
Now, if John Wilson says he wants you to do something in a certain way,
yeah.
and the producer, Una Hunt, your mother, says to do it another way, has there been any clashes yet?
Actually, do you know what? No.
Oh, thank God.
No, no. That's lots of respect for John yeah. Wilson and his vision. And yeah, yeah, we're all on the same page.
And I was saying to you when we were listening to the music there, get a copy of his MGM Reimagined.
Yeah, I'm going to.
He is phenomenal.
He is phenomenal.
He is phenomenal.
And I love that music.
And with respect to everything else that's going on, it's a great treat to have a chance to see him conducting again.
Oh, totally.
Such a talent at every level. He really is.
Totally. And he's bringing it to life in a way that I didn't even think was possible, to be honest. No, really, really.
Yeah.
He hears so much. He knows exactly what to do with the dynamics, with the tempi. He's also such a pleasure to work with as a singer. Because if you say to him, hey, John, listen, I need this a bit faster, he's not digging his feet in.
Oh,
you know,
right.
He wants to go with you.
Yeah. You see, that's the thing. You don't want someone who's going to be a wear out like that.
Oh,
you need
God.
Someone who's going to
I
go
know.
With you.
And it does
go
happen.
With you.
Does
oh, well, I believe so.
It does happen.
Yes. Now, Brendan Conroy says, great to hear you're chatting away with Rachel Kelly. My nephew David will be debuting with his lovely bass voice in the chorus.
Oh, fantastic.
So a gang of us are going to be going.
Great.
Isn't that great?
Oh, that's
so
awesome.
Yeah, which is very, very important. So that's for, listen, I wish you well.
Thank
when,
you.
When you've done this, and so medicine then when?
So back to medicine in September, and I have a few concerts between now and then.
Right.
I have, I go to the West Cork Festival as well to do some Baroque opera. So yeah, and also concerts. So yeah, I'm just kind of in the summers being an opera singer at the moment and then back to being a med student. I'm trying to balance it. I'm trying to balance
well,
it.
Well, Dr. Kelly in advance.
No, no, don't
in
say
advance,
it. Don't jinx
advance.
It. Don't jinx it.
Well, I have a friend whose name is Kelly and she is a doctor. So
okay,
she
there
can
you
pretend
go.
I'm talking
it's
about
it's her.
But anyway, good luck to you in advance
Thank
with that.
Thank you
this
so
terrific.
Much, Martin.
And here's to Friday. It's William Vincent Wallace's Lurline, John Wilson conducting NCH on Friday with the great Rachel Kelly. But at 7 o'clock. Be aware.
7 o'clock.
Because there'll be people outside disgruntled.
Yeah.
Last Rose of Summer. This is yourself doing the bit of Tom Moore to finish us off with Fecal Garvey.
That's right.
On the old piano.
My
all
lovely
night.
Friend.
You stay well, Rachel.
Thank you so much. Thank you
Take
so much, Martin.
Not at all. And back with you in the morning, please, God. Keep the faith. And remember, 7 o'clock on Friday. Don't be late.
Thank you. been listening to Marty in the Morning on RTE Lyric FM.